Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the real premier of Quebec, Mike Ward, Gandalf, Chris Ramsey, and Diarrhea King, Poseidon. We got it.
And this, of course, Pantelis.
Yes.
The Star Wars...
Burlesque King.
The Burlesque King.
God damn,
You're the
bro.
King of Burlesque.
I am the King of Burlesque.
You're bringing Burlesque back.
I'm a gay icon. I'm not even gay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The gays
Is it
love
all,
me.
Like, who goes to see burlesque shows? Is it
a
gay
lot of
guys
women?
And women?
Straight guys, gay guys, and women. It's everyone. Everyone's
okay.
there. Yeah.
Because the show looks good.
It's a good show. It's a good fun show. I've been having a blast, even though I've been taking a lot of sexual harassment.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
From the gay guys?
Guys
or?
And girls.
Okay.
It doesn't stop. I got used to it. I'm like a battered woman now.
Okay.
I just hear crazy shit about me and my dick, and I'm just like, what are you going to do? That's life. Mm. That's what I do
okay.
now.
Okay. You accept it now?
In the beginning, I was like, Sazipa, you can't say that. I'm not going to. And now I'm just like, huh, what are you going to do?
That's, are they saying
the life of a lady.
Are they saying nice things, or they're like, oh, he must have a great cock?
Or is it like,
show me your cock?
One lady that had the security had to talk to her one show.
A customer?
Because she kept screaming. I was trying to talk to people, and I couldn't talk. There's 600 people. They couldn't hear me because she kept yelling, we don't care. Just take off your fucking clothes. And I was like, Madame Saspipa, I'm not going to do it. And then she kept continuing.
She's at a burlesque show, though. That's fair. Like,
it's not fair. I said in the beginning.
It's not fair,
She doesn't know you're not the burlesque act.
I said in the beginning. I go, don't ask me to take
off my clothes. He's the MC. That's like going to a strip club and seeing the bouncer and going, why aren't you naked?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't have
to. Give me a few drinks and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I might be that guy.
And then a guy at the after party on Sunday tried to bang me. And it was like... It was
what do you
like,
mean tried? How? What
like
was
it was
the attempt?
My cue. I literally, after it happened, I got up and I said, guys, that's my cue. I'm going to go home. Because I was sitting and he comes like, hey, I saw the show. This was all in French, but I'm going to say in English for everyone who listens. I thought you were really funny. How many shots you want? And I was like, oh, I don't
Did he mean like shots?
In the ass. Up
the ass. How many shots you got? Because
so
I'm going to come quick.
You want it on the face
right
or
now.
On your belly, where you choose.
So I just thought it was a dude just trying to be cool, and I was like, oh, I don't drink, so it's cool. He's like, no. How many fucking shots? And I was like, oh, he's one of them. Okay. By them, like aggressive dudes, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, I don't drink, whatever. He's like, no, come on. 10. He was kind of like a dude.
How close was he when you?
Oh, he was right. He was coming.
Oh, he's like this. Oh.
So I'm like, I don't want it. He's like, I'm bringing you 10. So he brings 10.
He's bringing you. So he knew that you're obviously not gay. If you gotta get 10 drinks inside someone before you can be inside them.
Yeah. But at this
you
point,
you want them to pass out.
At this point, I didn't know he was gay either. I didn't know he was gay because I'm naive. I thought he was just a party dude. So
was he gonna drink the 10 shots too?
No, the 10 shots were for me.
Okay.
So he brings them.
So he's just gonna be standing there going, I can't drink that much liquor, else my dick won't be hard enough.
That's the thing. So then I'm like, okay, look, I'll play along. I have one because the guy brought me the 10. So I spread it to the dancers and we're all talking this and that. And then the dancers get up, they want to do karaoke, leave, whatever. I'm sitting there, mind my business. This guy's asking me questions about comedy, someone else. And then he comes back, he's like, look, I thought you were funny, but I didn't know you were a comedian, but people in the bar are all talking about you. I didn't know that like you're a known comedian. I was like, whatever, I'm kind of known. And he's like, I hear good things, and you're very pretty. You're very good looking.
You're very pretty.
Wait, is it pretty?
Did he use the term pretty?
Pause.
In French, right?
Did he use
the term pretty? No, he said like beau, but the way he said it was like hey, very yo. Like, so I was like, thank you. He's like, you don't look your age. I go, you know what my age is.
And
like,
oh, now you're flirting back.
Yeah. Did you do?
You're like, how old do you think I am?
Yeah. No, and he did it like this. He was like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
No.
What would you say, give or take? Like, what would you?
I did it Pentel style. I was like, you don't even know all that. Anyways, so then I continued. And then he tells me his age, but then I made the mistake. I was like, oh, fuck, you do look young for
me. Oh, yeah, there we go.
But I was just honest, you know? Yeah. Anyways. So
then then you fucked.
Then he then he goes, do you want to, like, drink a lot, get really hammered, and do some crazy shit together?
And wait, he said like, crazy shit?
Yeah, he said in French something else. And then I go, what? I didn't hear him. And he says, laughs. And then he goes again, you want to get drunk and fuck around? And I was like,
fuck around.
I was like, no, merci. You know?
Fuck around.
And then he's like, no, come on, I'm going to stay a bit, this and that. Come. And then he goes, I have a nice cock.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I have a nice cock.
Cure, he said he has a nice cock?
He has a nice cock. And then I was like, I'm sure. That's good. That's a good job. Good for you. But
did you like fist bump him? When he said that?
Yeah, when he left, I go, all right, have a good night. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And that's then he left, and then I got up, and I went to the dancers, and I go, look, a guy tried to fuck me. That's my cue. I'm going to go home, have a good one. And then I went home. Because I go, now that's the limit.
But you stood him up?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. You heartless fuck.
And
he was waiting around
like,
for you.
Fuck, I told him I have a nice cock.
Dude, I was buying him all the drinks. I said all the things.
I should have said amazing
he
cock.
He said I had a nice cock.
Amazing cock.
I said nice cock. He's like, you nice cock too. And we're like.
Yeah. You look young. No, you look young.
He's going to go online and start rumoring like, Pantos doesn't like nice cocks. He only wants disgusting dicks.
Yeah, sick fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's fun. That's fun. That's a fun way to spice it up, though, is to get flirted with, like, no
gay
matter
guys
what. I think it's fun.
Never hit on me.
Really?
I've never had a gay guy hit on me.
Maybe you just don't see
I'm not
it.
A naive lunatic like
maybe
me.
Maybe you think they're all straight.
Yeah, because I don't understand until it's too late.
I used to live in the gay village. And that's a huge brag. And because my manager lived in that building, I had a couple of friends, and they were like, it's a cool apartment, but just everyone hits on you. So just get ready. So I was like ready. No one fucking hit on me the whole goddamn year. And my fucking roommate, who was fucking fat and disgusting, he'd have people telling him how fucking nice his ass was. And then the last day, I'm moving out. I'm kind of sad. And the janitor, I'm like, we're in the elevator. And I'm like, why didn't you ever hit on me? Like, and he was like, because you're not gay. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Okay.
So that means that I present as gay.
Yeah, no. That's exactly what it is.
You don't present
as
gay.
I think Mike is just straight out of spite.
He's but like you're hosting a burlesque show. So that's kind of gay.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gay passing.
I'm gay passing.
You're gay passing. Yeah. Chubby Pantelis wasn't gay passing. Thin Pantelis, gay passing.
Top Knot, also super gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But we love it.
Yeah.
I think it's all the dick sucking. I think that's what confuses.
It's good for something to hold on to, though.
I'll try it out.
Some of you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to?
That must be weird, though. Like, getting a blowjob from someone with, you need two things. You can't just...
It's for autistic people. It's like a fidget.
Or a cowboy. Like a cowboy.
Cowboy.
You're like, God
it's
damn
like
it.
It's like a bull riding. It's like a bull riding.
I'm going to fall off his face. All right.
It's like the nub when you go horseback riding. Yeah. You know, the thing on the on the seat.
That's what he said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it.
Killing jokes from a distance.
God damn it. He's like, God damn it.
Get this guy a drink. Somebody get this guy a drink.
Every time they do podcasts, they talk about snipers. I'm going to snipe.
Yeah, he's the only sniper that you're like, you're shooting at us.
Yeah.
Why? You just shot our general.
I told you I was going to tell you because I'm doing a lot of like local radio and locals to promote the stuff in French. So I was at a show earlier and I was sitting there and I was like, either the publicist or my agent, someone has to get fired. This is fucking crazy, but my agent is here. I'm not going to fire her, Jen, don't worry. But it was just so absurd. So I'm sitting there, and it's like 15 people. I thought we're all going to have a conversation, but no, you have to wait your turn. And I was at the end. So I had to sit there for an hour to listen.
It was a radio thing?
Yeah, it's like an internet radio thing.
Okay.
And then I'm sitting
like a podcast?
No, he has it on his cell phone. It was very weird. I didn't need to be there. So I'm sitting like, what the fuck is this? And then I'm sitting, and I started looking around the room, and I go, am I the only professional like artist here? Because they're all talking about how they're artists. Like, yeah, I'm an artist. I'm performing this Sunday at your local library. It's free. And I go, holy fuck, this isn't real. Like, what is happening? That's one. Then another guy's like, I wrote a book to teach people how to speak online and how to talk to journalists. And everything he said, I do the opposite. Right. He's like, you shouldn't talk about divisive topics online.
Oh, wow.
People will attack you in the comments. And then there's only one recourse. Delete your account.
What?
Wow.
And I was like, I literally just called the prime minister a retard like 4 hours ago on Twitter. What is he talking about, you know? And then he's like, I wrote a book. You got to follow my book. And then all
of it. And it's an e-book?
He had a physical copy.
Did he print it out himself?
Yeah, I think so. I think he had one copy because, like, can I have one? He's like, this is the one, so no, you know? So and then all I could focus on was because when he sits down, his pants went up, right? And then I noticed he's wearing short boots with no socks. And then that bothered me. So he's talking, and I'm the whole time like,
As a burlesque host, you're like, that is unacceptable.
I'm like, why isn't that fucking socks on?
Yeah.
Why doesn't this motherfucker have socks on?
So he's like, how does he know this place is going to flood in a second?
Then that lady who works for the government was talking about avoiding Alzheimer's. And in my head, I go, nice, we're evolved. And they're going to talk about how...
What was this show? I can't...
I don't know what it is.
So is it like... He recorded 18 different shows.
No,
one
it's
after
one
the
long
other.
Live stream on Facebook
so it's
Live.
One, so you have someone yeah. talking about autism, another guy that's afraid of a flood,
yeah.
and then you?
Yeah. No, those other people. Okay. There's a guy who wrote a book about caves.
Okay.
And he's talking like, I love
shopping,
caves.
It's like the shopping network.
I love caves,
network.
And I'm sitting there being like, what the fuck? This is not real. I even texted my agent. I go, I can't believe I'm here. This isn't a real thing.
That's almost like, you know when you're doing a show and like you're watching a show and you're about to go on, and someone sucks before you. If one person sucks, you're like, oh, this is funny. That guy sucks. Yeah. And then it'll get better. And then two people suck. And then three people suck. And then you realize, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm in the Matrix.
I'm like, no one's going to listen. I'm going to be on stage, and people are like, oh, look at this fucking amateur.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just had fun because I was the last one, so I laughed a bit because I was listening to the stories.
Was the host bad?
He just asks very simple, very calm, very simple questions.
Who are you?
Yeah, but that's
what
the
do
thing.
You do?
Because at one point he asked me, he's like, what do you mean by subversive comedy? And I was like, I know he doesn't want me to do a bit. I'm not going to do a bit. He's like, do a bit. He's kind of telling me. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you have to come watch it. I go, it's not disgusting. I go, I don't talk about coming, shitting. It's just, I talk about politics, anything. I make fun of anything. No one is safe, myself included. That's all it is. Mm. And he's like, all right, keep your secrets. And they're not a secret. Like, people have seen the fucking show. It's not a secret. It's just, what do you want me to do? I'm here with people who are reading poetry. He's like, read some of your poetry. And the woman is just reading her poetry. She's going to do it at the public library on Sunday if anybody wants to go. It's free. You just have to call ahead, apparently, and reserve a spot. So she's reading, and she's like, the birds are wet. Wet birds, water. Water birds, wet. She's doing her thing. And I'm like this. This is me. Trying not to burst
like
out laughing.
Slam poetry.
And then and then the guy's like, but she's not going to be there alone. She also has a talented musician with her. We're going to play some of what he does. And then I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. He puts on here, like an out-of-tune oriental guitar. Bang, bang. And I'm just trying not to laugh. I'm shaking. Shaking.
I think you were on NPR.
Because they're all nodding their head like, this is great. And I'm like,
yeah. This all sounds like NPR. I think you were just on AM radio.
It was crazy. There was one cool dude. He was a police officer who's also a rapper now.
Okay.
He does both. And then I was like, this is exciting. And then I got his album. And then I was like, four tracks? What the fuck? Four? That's not an album. And then,
it's a mixtape.
Yeah, so but it was cool that I found it funny that he's like, I don't even know how I became a rapper, and I go, I fucking know how you became a rapper. Like, I know how you became. You know, he just watches other drug dealers. He's like, I want to be as cool as these kids. Anyways, it was a weird experience. It happened an hour ago. I'm still a little disoriented.
Oh, this today. Was just
now.
Okay.
That's where I was, and then I came straight over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Hell yeah. I had a show. I was in Burlington.
Oh. Yeah.
We did. Wes and I. We were doing
Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington.
Ontario.
Yeah, Vermont. And it was fun, but like it says like 18 plus or 16 plus on the tickets, which is, you know, they're not serving alcohol, so you're not allowed to say 18 plus. So it's like 16 plus. We're like, all right, we're getting ready to start the show. And I swear to God, it's like a Ravensburger puzzle age group. It was like 5 to 99. Okay. No joke. First row had a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
And all fuckable or no?
Dude, listen, so fuckable. No, I'm...
For a magician. For a magician is what I'm asking.
I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, the whole picture your audience naked thing wasn't really going my way that night. But like I literally had a joke that night where like the punchline was like, oh, kids need to stop you know, dressing so sexy. And I couldn't, like, there's no way I could deliver that line to this person's daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
So we had to, like, move him to the back. I was like,
you know,
I'm not.
You know what's fucked up, though? If you do, like, I read something online about a comic in, I think it was New Zealand, that he had a lady breastfeeding in the front row.
Wow.
So she's breastfeeding, and he's like, okay. And he didn't even mind, like, the breastfeeding, because he, like, but he was just like, this is weird to have a baby, because the baby was going like,
yeah.
And then she was like, you fucking asshole. And then people online were like, what a dick. It's so hard being a mom. And you're like, yeah, but be
fuck
a mom,
out of here with your kid.
Be a good mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
Well, I called the parents out right away. I was like, yeah, you know, good for you, parents. You're raising the kids right, I guess. You know, they're all like, oh, shit. We warned them. And then my buddy Wes has a whole bit about how, like, he did this show on a cruise ship and people walked out because they were old. And he was delivering this joke to literally an audience. It was like, aside from the kids, they were all 80 and 90. And a guy right here had an oxygen tank, literally.
Fuck.
I'm not even kidding. I'm like, this is some fucked up shit.
You know what's fucked up, though? Since they were all 6 or 100. Backstage, when you ask the guy booking it, how old are they? Oh, the average age is like 40. You're like, all right, that's good.
Yeah, there was
right.
one 40-year-old in the place. Yeah, but it went all right. It was okay.
It happened to me in Drummondville, where there was kids in the audience. And there's some people that are here tonight that were at the Drummondville show. But I only found out halfway through my hour.
Yeah.
Because I said a joke, and I go, we're going to talk shit about kids because they're not here. And then somebody's like, we?
Oh. It throws you off.
Yeah, and then I look, he's like, I got my son here. I got another kid. He's like 13. Yeah. I was like, why are your kids here? They go, they didn't tell us not to bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with kids, that's the thing about, like, magic, too. Because, like, you, if you see comedy magic, you're thinking, oh, this fucking top hat is going to be fucking, there's going to be a clown and balloons and shit. And there's usually all those things, but in a very perverse way.
I would keep my kids away from everything you just said. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, if we just Google, like, as soon as we see you, I wouldn't bring my kid to one of your shows.
You're legally not allowed to, actually. It's crazy.
Yeah, they got to stay 50 feet away from it.
Yeah, it's 200 feet. It can't. All right.
I love how they all agreed. All right. They're like, he does look like a pedophile. That is true. That's a good observation.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the beard or the glasses.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. You don't. Maybe the glasses, but you don't have a pedophile feel.
Yeah. No, I look like I look
you
like
look
I.
You look like a cool pedophile.
Yeah.
You look like.
That's what I'm going
no,
for.
No, but you look like a pedophile that the kid brags to his friends.
Yeah.
He goes, I just got jerked off by a magician.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
It was fucking sparkles.
Instead of cum, there was glitter. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the cool ped.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. It's fine. It's fine. It's part of my charm. I fucking know. Whatever.
Limited options.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. Whatever.
What else have you been up to? I haven't seen you in a minute.
Shows, and that's pretty much it. I was really this weekend. I was super tired from shows, and whenever I hear comics complaining about I have too many shows, I'm tired. I'm like, go fuck yourself. It's like it's a fucking 2 hours a day. But yesterday, like Chantal was, I was doing a thing, and then she was talking to me, and I was like, I really gotta go sleep.
Yeah, you're finished.
I was fucking finished.
Podcast takes more energy than doing stand up on stage.
Yeah.
By far.
Exactly.
Yeah, we work so hard, guys. Like, you have no idea. You have no fucking idea. All right.
He works very hard to not get caught fucking those kids. That's very different. Very different.
It's an art. Speaking of which, did you see the guy nibbling the kid's ear? Y'all see that video on Twitter?
On the internet?
Yeah. You guys see that one? No?
There's a sexy video.
I get a different feed than you do, apparently. my algorithm's a little different, I guess.
You see that kid with the ears?
He'll pull out his phone. It's internet hero.
Yeah. Poseidon. Or I guess someone. Can I get a Perrier?
Oh, yeah. Can I get one, too, actually, please?
And if Maysoon's here, she has a coffee for me. Yeah. I'll steal that, too.
Can I get a vodka Diet Coke?
I'll do a beer.
Yeah.
One child ear, please.
Yeah. It's a wild video. They're like, holding. It's kind of cool because
the
internet comes together.
I just saw, like,
Images?
Screen grab?
Like it's literally a dude who's like, it's like in court or something, and behind
I don't
his
think, I don't think it's in court. I don't think it's in court, but
it's like a talk show or something.
Yeah, it's like those
like
rows of seats.
TV court?
No, so
Judge Judy, and he's like, I'm going to finger that kid.
No, no, it has nothing. It's in the background. So there's these people watching, and you see the main guy, and in the back there's this child who must be like 12, and then what appears to be his father comes from behind and starts biting on his ear and nibbling. It's very fucked up. You've seen it, right? It's a fucked up video. Like, you watch
who
it.
Who else has jerked off to this video?
Yeah, listen. Hey, not my proudest nut. Not my proudest nut, I'll be honest. But
I'm going to take what I can get.
He goes, he starts nibbling, but then the kid sees the camera and the kid's like, fucking, like, help me, right? And then the dad, like, looks and he sees the camera and you see his whole life fall apart in that moment.
I saw him smile.
And then he smiles and he goes, hi, like this, trying to act. And the whole internet is like, we need to fucking find this guy, stab this guy, kill this guy. And I'm all for it.
Did they find him?
I think they have. They've narrowed it down. But I mean, poor guy that looks like him. Because like the internet's fucking doesn't care, right? If it looks like you, you're the guy. Fuck you. It's a bad photo. And yeah, that guy's ruined forever. So I don't know if it's exactly him, but
remember a couple of years ago there was that weirdo that killed he went into a mosque in Quebec City and killed a bunch of people. He had a twin brother.
Oh yes, we talked about it.
So imagine if that guy has whenever I hear about anyone that does something fucked up, if they have a twin, you know how much I must suck.
Because his brother would have to be like, no, guys. My brother was the cool one. It's not me. Yeah. It's going to be very weird.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, aren't you that guy? And you're like, no, no, that was my twin. Yeah. You're like, okay,
but it sounds fake. It sounds like you murdered people. Yeah.
Are you that guy? No, no. We're just exactly the same.
That was my twin. It was my evil twin. He was.
It sounds fake. It sounds like you murdered people.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? We talked about on the show, like, what life must be like. You have to move.
You gotta dye your hair blonde
and get a mustache. You have to do a Spider-Man clone type of shit.
I bet the guy in jail too is like telling everybody's no, it was my twin.
Yeah. I'm taking the fall.
He's like, no, I swear.
He
I
hates
have a twin.
Masks. He's on he the hates outside. Carpets. It was him. He hates pajamas. It was this fucking guy.
He's on the outside. Yeah.
Mosque humor is good.
Elon
that's what
Musk.
They're known. That's what they're known for. They're known for laughing.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Very. Yeah.
They're comedy people.
Elon Musk.
They are comedy
Elon
people.
Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an Islamic nerd.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
So how's your tour going?
It's going good. It's going good. I got Quebec on Friday. That's gonna be fun. Terrebonne later this month.
Okay.
Then I have Jonquière in June. Here I'm gonna be in this fucking room. June 4th. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be a big night.
Jonquière, what room are you doing?
I have no idea.
Okay. Have you been to Jonquière, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. It all because of your tour.
Because it's all the same.
It all blends together. And then when I get to a town, I was like, oh,
yeah,
I've been here with Mike.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's like Chicoutimi around there, right?
Jonquière and Chicoutimi is the same thing.
See,
I used to date a girl from there. And there was a rumor when I dated her. The rumor was like all the girls are bi. That was the rumor in Jonquière. I was like, you got a girl from there. Oh, that was when I was like,
that was a rumor.
That was the rumor. I was like, really? All of them are here? And yeah.
All of them.
And she was, for sure.
Bye, Coutimi.
Yeah, she no joke. She left me for a girl. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she's just a lesbian. I think I made her a lesbian.
I think she was a lesbian to begin with.
Yeah. I think she was like only into dudes. And then she had sex with me. And she's like, I'm only into women now.
She has a different story. She's like,
she had to
kids.
Leave Jonquière.
This guy's only into kids. I gotta find someone else.
I'd never heard of that because they used to be the rumor. The rumor people would say the Saguenay is that like seven chicks per dude.
Yes, I heard that too.
It was like all women, and I heard that. And the first time I went to Jonquière, I went to a fucking bar, and there was like 900 dudes.
Yeah.
And three girls.
Yeah, they're all from out of town.
Yeah.
They're like. Where are they?
But you know where everything is. Like, I don't know where anything is. Like, my agent will send me stuff. She's like, do you want to book this? And I'm like, I'm not going to drive 14 hours for, like, 150 people. She's like, that's on the South Shore. Like, are you fucking insane? Like, that's it's 15
minutes. I remember
minutes.
When you started doing shows outside of Montreal, you're like, I'm not going to fucking drive to Beaconsfield. I was like, isn't that, like, fucking 18 minutes away?
Everything just seemed far.
Yeah.
Everything just seemed really far. Like, what is? I never heard of this fucking place.
If you can't see it from your house,
I'm not going.
You're like, what? What am I, fucking Magellan?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fucking.
What am I, Magellan?
Are you going on a world tour here? What's going on?
Well, yeah, she's always like, that's like a 40-minute drive. Shut up and just do it. I'm like, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway, like being a Quebec comic or a Canadian comic, it's even worse for like people that tour, like a guy like Derek Seguin.
Yeah,
that
fucking, he's here tonight.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him up there. Yeah.
Second show, okay, yeah, cause he, oh, merci. Yeah, he, like someone like him that he'll fucking drive to Niagara Falls for one show.
For yeah, and just think about jumping off.
Yeah.
So everyone gets a drink except for you.
Yeah, it's all good.
You want the rest of my
because I asked twice.
Je peux t'amener un vodka coke dire?
But I think that was my drink.
Is it? It's quite good.
He got the vodka.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
There you go.
He was just going around.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Oh, you know, here's something fucking hilarious doing about me.
What?
I'm so pro-French, English people are starting to get mad at me.
Really?
Bro, I got because I got some complaints from my hosting. Right?
Okay.
Because I'm always me, right? So one lady wrote a complaint that she was offended. She wrote a letter. I'll get that in a second. But I saw comments
French
online.
French lady, English lady?
Moroccan lady.
Okay.
I'll explain in a second. But I saw a comment.
Was she angry that you weren't doing it in Arab?
My joke. No, she was angry at one of my jokes. I'll tell it to you. But there's comments in the ads for the show. One guy's like, it's a great show, except for all the French. That guy, and then there's another one. Yeah, that guy didn't want to speak English. I did speak. I translated all the important stuff. But I did 99%. I even said in the beginning of the show, I go, we're in Montreal. I'm fucking home. We're going to do it in fucking French. Let's fucking go. So people liked it. And then there's some people that were very mad at me because I was too French. Me, the Greek guy. Mm. Fucking Captain Quebec over here, bro. It's crazy. I kept saying, well,
you're
fucking Montreal.
Do you end your show going, Quebec is back, tabarnak?
No, my people. Because I would tell them, they'd be like, no, I only speak English. Yes. And I go, I understand you only speak English, but we're in fucking Montreal. We're in Quebec. I'm going to do it in fucking French. And all the important stuff I'm translating, you know who fucking Princess Leia is. Calm down.
You mean Princess Leia?
No, no. That part I'll say Princess Leia. Yeah. Like, but you know...
Do any... like the,
that's hard to understand.
Because Star Wars, like the characters, I've never seen it in French, but it's probably Princess Leia. Luke is Luke. Han Solo is probably Han Solo.
Yeah, Han Solo.
Chewbacca is Ahmed.
Chewbacca?
Is that why the Moroccan lady was angry?
Kind of.
She's like, that's my husband's name.
This is the best complaint ever.
Yeah.
So there was a guy, because I was asking anyone, there was a guy dressed as Luke Skywalker, but he was sitting alone. And I had some free spots in front.
Oh, you must get a bunch of those.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
the dress up like the Star Wars.
But he was alone. Normally they come in packs.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, he's alone. I go, what the fuck? Come over here. I go, I have a free spot. And I go to the security. Can we usher this guy in the front? There's no one sitting here anyway. Like, yeah. So everyone's clapping. They're all happy for him because he's getting to see the show front row. So happy. I'm talking to him. I go, where are you from? This is all in French, by the way. And he goes, I'm from France, but I live here and I've been here for 6 years. So I'm like, fucking right. You know, he lives here. You like Montreal? I was like, I fucking love Quebec. I'm like, fucking nice. And then I go to continue and I go, wait, hold on a second. I go, you speak Arabic? And he's like, no. I go,
la.
Is that why you moved here? You didn't want to learn how to speak Arabic? And the whole fucking place starts laughing, bro. Everyone, okay?
Except for the
yeah,
lady.
And then, except for the lady. I didn't know at the time. So the place, it erupts. He starts laughing. Everyone starts laughing. It was a good joke because the French don't like the Arabs. The French, they're not nice people over there. So.
A lot of support on that joke.
The French are very angry over there. They're very different from Quebecers.
Here.
They're not the same people. So they get, but this Moroccan lady, apparently she was offended, because then after I added, because they all laughed, I said in English, I go, it's too bad you don't speak French, because that was a good fucking joke. And she wrote in the email, she goes, the fucking host, his joke, everyone laughed except for me. She said how funny
what?
It was. Okay. And then he even had to add in English that his joke was so funny that too bad they didn't understand French because they would have laughed too. And I was very upset. But she wrote in the email that everyone, 600 people found it funny. So then they call me and they go, yeah, we got a complaint against you. And I'm like, okay. And then he tells me, I go, did she say that everyone laughed? She goes, yeah, she mentioned it.
Wow.
She also mentioned that you bragged about how funny it was. I go, I did.
Damn.
This is true.
That's crazy, dude. I didn't know they were allowed to write emails. I'll be honest. I didn't know they were allowed
anywhere.
And then
I go, fuck, she didn't get the joke because she thought the joke was on the Arabs. The joke is on the French. The joke is on the French being angry. That's who the joke is on. The joke was on the guy sitting there. That's who the joke was on, yeah. I'm the guy.
So the producers still read fucking one complaint.
But they weren't. I told him, are you mad at me? He goes, no, we're not mad because overall everyone likes you. You're having a good time. We're just tone down the political stuff. And then for the one after, I talked about Justin Trudeau.
Wait, this is a Star Wars show?
It's a Star Wars show, bro. Because someone kept asking,
Darth Vader? Yeah,
I want to see Darth Maul. I want to see Darth Maul. And I was like, we can't have Darth Maul. I go, we're not all do the fucking blackface. It's going to be too many questions. I go, Justin Trudeau, he could do that. We can't fucking do that. And then everyone started laughing. But yeah, you're not supposed to do political humor at a Star Wars show.
Darth Trudeau is the best.
Yeah.
But it's me, so I can't help it. Like, it depends what they scream. I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, play along with it.
Yeah. I also made a Greek joke, and then people got mad at that, too. I said, is it Chewbacca or a Greek lady? And then and then people got mad. Like, ah, oh, it's bad. I go, it's just me Greek. I go, I'm fucking, if anybody can make these jokes, it's me. Yeah. How is this offensive? This is hilarious.
Armenians can also
make
that joke.
Yeah, you should have said, I am a Greek lady.
I did. But the lady was still mad, and she wasn't Greek.
Oh, what a fuck. I hate her.
That's why.
Yeah. How can you be offended if you're not a Greek
person? But that's I make fun. That's what I do. I make fun of everyone, me included. Yeah. I just go for the laugh. I don't go for the hurt.
I'm the same, except I don't attack me. But no.
Well, yeah. So a lot of that happened. Yeah. And then I'm gonna go to Ottawa and do it.
Dope.
Ottawa's a good comedy city. I like Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah. They got Yuck Yucks down there.
Yeah.
That's
where Georgia Sealy's from.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You've seen George.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an experience.
See, he's not coming up tonight.
No, because he came to the last one. But I was going to put him last minute, and then I said, no.
Good show here at 9, by the way, 9:15?
9:15, yeah. Yeah, they know. They know.
Okay.
These are comedy nerds. They're all aware of everything that happens.
Right.
They know where you're going to be later. Trust me. They know.
Nearest high school.
Only because I'm not allowed near the elementary anymore. That's the only reason. Because if I could pick.
Yeah, dude, I'm not gross.
Yeah, your pickup line at the high school is,
yeah, dude.
Do you have a little brother?
No, the pickup line of the high school is just a line to get in the bus. That's what I call the pickup line.
Oh, I have to tell you something. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Poseidon has to talk about this because I had to go through it today, so you guys have to hear it too. Because I had a French cast today with your boy, Stéphane Rousseau.
Okay.
And then as soon as he leaves, Poseidon's like, I got to tell you about my dream. I'm very worried about this dream. This dream is making me paranoid. So you guys got that? Listen to what the dream was and remember what I just said.
Okay. So you remember when we went to Vegas?
Yeah.
It was a similar trip. We were all going down there. You were there. Pantelis was there. Everyone was there. And finally, we land there. We get in a bus.
But not in Vegas.
What city?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was like America, but in the south. Somewhere south.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeehaw.
South America.
And
got it. We're good.
We were in a favela in Brazil.
Yeah.
It was
in the favelas.
It was the United States. Now what happens, we're in a bus, and we're driving to, I guess, the hotel in my dream. And then
South were we? Like, was Preach on the trip with us or no?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Preach was
there. Was he sitting in the front or the back?
Yeah.
The,
we were all we're all question. Chilling in the back.
Okay. And, all of us. Okay.
So,
we were fucking
so
south.
In south, yeah.
And finally, we're driving, I guess, to our hotel, and then, like, a bunch of fires start catching in my dream and shit, right? And then, like, the driver is like, shit, I know a shortcut. And then, like, he drives through someone's backyard and then through the entrance. But, like, it was kind of hard to get through the entrance of his backyard. So
I would imagine, yeah, because you're in a bus.
Yeah, so me and Mike got out and helped push.
Okay.
Right? And
That sounds
a good
like
guy,
me.
Man.
It's
very
Mike-like.
Mike's a good guy. Even in dreams. Even in dreams, Mike's like, let's go. I'll get my hands dirty. Let's go. What a guy.
And then
whenever we're on a trip, isn't it true? Mike's like, where can I get some physical activity? I'd like to push a car of some sort.
When your bus is stuck, you want the guy that's tired after two shows to push.
Exhausted.
So the G's making sense. I like it. Go on.
So the bus gets free. It takes off to safety, right? But then me and Mike get stranded in the house.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, fires is closing in and shit. And then Mike just grabs my dick.
What? What? Did I grab your dick to put out the fire?
No.
Like you were peeing and I'm just holding your cock?
We know what it's happened. You grabbed his dick because the homie was on fire. That's
it's
why
not
you grabbed
that
his
dick. No, you just grabbed my dick and you're like, remember when this used to happen to you? And then you laughed and run off.
Hold on.
Remember when this used to happen to you?
I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you get molested by someone that looks like me?
I don't know.
Is that what that means?
Maybe an aunt or something? I don't know.
Did I say this in Greek?
No, because I even asked you, like, Mike, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And then you laughed and said that and ran off. So I'm, like, stuck in the house now.
You're like a goblin.
I ran off in the fire?
Like, you ran off into the distance.
Fucking classic Mike, eh?
God damn. Classic Mike. You can't take him anywhere. He's going to grab a dick and run off.
Every time. Every time you think you know a guy.
So I'm stuck there, and there's, like...
Is your dick still out?
No, my dick was never out in that dream. Yeah, you just grab, like, from outside. You
over the pants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. I thought the way you said it, I thought you're, like, I was holding your cock and, fire hose.
No, like, you know, like, when grabbing by the pussy, kind of like that. Okay. Like, just,
he was just trying to run for president.
I was trying to make America great again. Yeah.
Like, isn't this great? One Greek cock at a time. Yeah.
And then, like, I'm in the house, and, like, the fire's closing in and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, fire's closing in. Mike just grabbed my dick. Like, fuck, it's over, you know?
You're like everything on my bucket list is it's checked.
And then finally.
He wakes up. He's like, God damn it. Yeah. It was just a dream.
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
It's
real.
Dreams don't come true, damn it.
And then finally, like, an elite task force of firefighters show up.
And they grab your dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all put out the fire and shit.
An elite task force of firefighters.
Yeah, these were like the...
Like SEAL team fire?
No, it's like they look like they were fresh out of a calendar. They were sweating. No shirt.
They all had their dicks out.
And then the song Black Velvet started playing.
They had water blasters. Anyways.
They came with super soakers?
Yeah, basically.
Bro, you are a mental patient, but go
on. And so they put out the fires, and apparently because, like, I was the last person there and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so finally, like, they put out the fires, and we're sitting, like, on the couch in the living room. And
you
then
in the fire, in the hot fireman?
No, what?
Chilling.
Who was
you
on the couch?
You and the fireman?
Me with the fireman.
Oh, yeah. Nice, yeah.
And they were half naked. No, they weren't half naked.
They were fully naked.
And then, like, I'm like, okay, you guys saved me. Like, I'm going to get going. And they're like, not yet. I'm like, okay, but we're in a little, like, what are we doing here?
This is gonna be even gayer than it already is.
No. And then, like, there's something you need to know. And then I'm like, okay, we're, like, there's a TV here. Like, why don't we just put on TV? And they're like, we can't put on TV. You got to look at it. Like, but I'm like, but there's
look
nothing.
At
on, like, at the TV, I'm like, but there's nothing there. They're like, keep looking. And then, like, I get transported into another world. Yeah, dude, I have psychological issues. So, and then I teleport into, like, this other house, and there was this big evil witch there with, like, really long hands and shit, like, bony hands. And then I was there with, like, two other kids, and I was, like, a kid
again.
What
do you mean two other kids? You're not a child.
Hansel and Gretel.
No, I was a kid again.
Oh, you were a kid again.
Yeah, and then she was trying to, like, eat us and shit.
It's Hansel and Gretel. That's the plot line from Hansel and Gretel.
Basically. And then, like, I fought off
the
witch.
So Hansel and Gretel and Penthouse. And Poseidon.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And they were just putting Poseidon's finger out of the cage. And they're like, oh, you're nice and ready.
And then, like, we managed to, like, fight her off and shit. And I, like, teleported back. Then they're, like, driving me to safety. And then they're like, you had to know.
The kids drove you to safety?
No, the firefighters.
Okay. Sorry.
And then I was like, okay. And then, like, my dream ended.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. That was.
So well, this is what worried him. This is when he gets. I'm very nervous. I'm very worried about my dream. And then he fucking says this to me.
Well, I'd be worried too because he clearly got molested
he
by
was
someone.
He was.
Clearly.
Molested, yeah.
That's what that all that means. Like, you, the witch, whatever, something, but, like, somebody grabbed your dick when you were a kid.
Possibly.
Yeah.
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 It's a long story. We're not going to get into it. Yeah. It probably did happen, but I think he was influenced by a book that Guido Grasso gave him. Had given him a book, and it convinced him that he was the victim of molestation.
For a year and a half, he thought he had been molested.
Yeah. Also, recently watched Baby Reindeer.
You watched what?
Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah,
I think it kind of fucked
with me. Oh, yeah, that might fuck. Who's seen that? Yeah. A few people, yeah. It's pretty fucked
that
up.
That fucked with you?
Yeah.
You're like, when I was a comedian, I may have been molested.
Maybe he, in his dream, he was just like a host of a burlesque show.
I got my dick grabbed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that.
In his dream? That's kind of nuts.
Yeah. People are aggressive. Have you had any dreams?
I have a lot of weird, very weird dreams, but they're weird every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's par for the course for dreams, I think.
Yeah.
Nobody ever hear nobody, but I had a super normal dream.
Went to work.
Yeah, super normal. Everything was...
I always control my dream. When I was little, I used to have a lot of nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I realized that if you know you're dreaming, you can just control your nightmare. And I'll fly away.
Yes.
And then I'll be like... But I can't fly anymore. I can just jump
like far
in the air.
But you can jump far.
I can jump kind of like a Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So I can jump and then re-jump on air. So I'll be like, I can't fly, but I'm like fucking 900
Next
feet
best
in the
thing.
Air.
Yeah. You're like Superman who leaps over tall buildings.
And in my dream, people can, whenever I jump really high, I'm always like, fuck, they're going to know. So then people are like, how did you get on that house? And I'm like, I climbed up. And they're like, no, we saw you jump. No, you didn't. I don't know why. It's a secret. That
with
I
great power
jump.
Comes great responsibility. Yeah.
You think we all have Down syndrome?
I don't think that's how Down syndrome works.
No, yeah.
Because maybe we have it, but we don't know we have it.
And it'd be amazing if we, like... find out that we're not in front of an audience.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We're just in a cafeteria
this is all
somewhere.
In my head. Yeah.
They just give this to people with Down syndrome so they could play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a zone. They call it chromosome. And we come and we just do this and we imagine it's just sound effects. That's the Matrix, baby. That's the real Matrix. Red pill, blue pill, both.
Can we talk about the can we talk about the Adam Matrix?
Oh, I don't know if we could say... Okay, I'm going to say two things about Adam on the intellectuals. You're going to get mad.
I just want to talk about what happened the other day.
Before we get there, we have to talk about him in Belgium. Oh. This is on a podcast.
So
yeah, let's talk about another podcast
for
sure. That'll be super fun.
He didn't know what he was saying.
So Adam, so he went to a man that lives in someone else's basement?
In the 2000s.
Okay.
It just came to his head because we're talking about being stranded. And then... he's telling us a story. We're like, what the fuck? He's like, no, this was in Belgium. And one night I was walking around and I met a man with an accent. And I go, well, to you, everyone has an accent. It's Belgium, right?
Yeah.
He's like, no, but it was like a weird Russian accent. And then he wanted to spend time with me. And he said that if I could spend some time with him, he'll take me to the airport in the morning. So we spent time together that night. And then he took me to the police station. And me and Poseidon are like, but what the fuck are you describing? Like, what? Who raped who? Like, what happened? And he's like, no, we just want to spend time together.
What does spending time together
mean? That's what
we're
trying to get. And they were like, and Poseidon's like, bro, this guy, fuck you. And he's like, ha, 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 we spent time together. And then I'm like, bro, you could just pay a cab to go. You don't have to suck dicks or let someone fucking go to the airport, bro. It's Belgium. You're not in Nicaragua.
But you said you brought him to the police station.
Huh?
You said he brought him to the police station.
He brought him to the police station.
Why?
To file a complaint.
On whom?
He said his license plate was vandalized when he met Adam. Bro, lunatic shit. Lunatic shit, okay? So he's saying this. I'm losing my fucking mind. Then...
I don't think, though, the guy molested Adam, because I've seen Adam, and even rapists have standards.
Unmolestable.
Wait, he's not wrong. He's not wrong, because that podcast was slow to start because he kept... so we're about to start the podcast, and he kept leaving. He's like, oh, I take a shit. And then he'd come back in. He must have done this 4 times. And then I'm like, okay, dude, we're supposed to start recording at 11. It's like 12:10. Like, this is crazy. An hour 10 of shits, it's too much. Like, either I don't have time to do this. He's like, no, now we're going to do it. So then after that podcast ends, he goes to the bathroom again, comes back. I had to go take a piss. Go to the fucking bathroom, bro. Remember, this is my podcast studio. This is in a building. There's other people there, too. It's not just me. Open the door, bro, to the stall. There's shit everywhere. Like, on the toilets, there's crap, diarrhea everywhere. Everywhere, shit,
yes.
Okay?
Is you?
Everywhere.
No.
The toilet filled.
Like, yes.
There's so much shit that it can't flush, okay? There's shit everywhere. Like, as if he stood on top of the toilet and shit everywhere. It's basically on the seat, on the floor, and everywhere.
He did it Belgium style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see
such
this.
An Asian style, I think.
Yeah.
I see this, probably. And I see red. I go, what the fuck? I go in the studio. I go, Adam, what the fuck? And I go, Poseidon, Poseidon. He's like, yeah. Go to the bathroom. He's like, why? Yeah, it's Poseidon. I can't describe it. When you see what you're going to see, you're going to want to kill him.
And then Adam was trying to be like, no, don't go. I'm going to tell you. But I went, and I saw exactly
and
that
and
almost
screaming,
almost vomited.
And then he wouldn't let him back in the studio.
Yeah, did that man in Belgium just fucking so hard
that, it just
that
falls
every
out.
Time he shits,
just falls
it
out.
Just
yeah, he fucked up his plumbing. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You know what he said? This is the craziest part. I go, Adam, you shit on the floor in the city. I go, what's this? What like homeless people do? What are you doing? He's like, oh, I know. It's just it was an accident. I go, that's not. How did you shit? I go, there's shit everywhere. There's no toilet
why,
paper.
Why isn't he sitting?
Did
the,
you
like,
wipe
on
your ass?
Seat?
There's no toilet. He's like, of course I wipe. I go with what? There's no toilet. And he besides like, you're not allowed in the studio. You shit. Yeah. You
did he say I wiped my ass with the wall and the floor? That's why it's like that.
Do you know what his fix was for this? He goes, I go, Adam, please go clean all the toilet. I can't leave the janitor to do this. Go
how,
clean the toilet.
How did he clean it?
No, he didn't. This was the thing. I go, he's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Do you have a paper? I'll write a note. He was going to put a note on the door so no one goes in. That's his fix.
My bad.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is there was no toilet paper. That means he shat and didn't wipe and did a podcast for an hour and a half with shit stuck on his
who
anus.
Who is this person? Why are we... What?
And then Poseidon had to fuck that. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
It must be wild to get your PSI rearranged. Yeah. You fuck so hard it changes your PSI.
But yeah, that's what crazy. Chris has the best
your
question.
Your tire pressure, I don't understand.
Chris was asking, who is this person? And you should be asking yourself, why is this man in my life?
That's what I'm asking. For well, stories like this.
Yeah. Well, see, the intellectual is an interesting thing. In French, when they ask me to describe it, I say, ils sont trois trisomiques fonctionnels. Et je produis leur podcast. And that's true.
Yeah.
They're three, how do you say name? Mongoloids.
I think they're more like if chickens had arms and legs.
Yeah. It's very much as that, yeah.
And didn't lay eggs. Yeah. Let's say if you have a chicken they're, that can't lay
have
eggs.
You ever seen, have you ever no seen eggs. Multiplicity? Yeah. They're like the ninth clone.
Oh, yeah.
When they like clone the a clone, a clone, a clone, a clone, a clone. And at the end, like yeah. The retarded clone's just banging a guy's wife.
Yeah. Dude.
It's a great movie. Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it was a very good movie.
Yeah.
Dude, but that's what he does. Every day he has a life coach that gets him jobs.
He has a
life coach, yeah.
God damn.
He's the guy that takes his money.
Life coach, like, stop using toilet paper. Yeah. Shit on the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write a note if you don't have anything else.
Dude, he falls for every scam imaginable. And then he always says, you're smarter than me. How can you know? It's a scam. I'm like, dude, people call you. They're like, bro, I'm a prince. Give me money. He's like, okay. Like, it's. I'm not smarter than you. You're just very dumb.
So wait, are you like the smart guy around these guys?
Yeah. Poseidon?
You're like the cool smart guy around,
dude.
Like in their friend group.
I guess.
Poseidon?
He's like a Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. And in front of them? In front
he's
of
like
them?
He ends every podcast and he goes, how do you like them apples?
Yeah. For real. In front of them, he's Fat Damon. It's crazy.
Matt Gaiman?
He's Oppenheimer. That's what I call... have you seen the guy who looks like Matt Damon? He's married to... Kirsten Dunst, he's a very good actor.
No.
Jesse Plemons.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Plemons.
I don't know what his name was. I used to always call him Fat Damon. Because he looks like Fat Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And kinda at first
greasy.
I thought it was Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's impossible, but
he's
I stuck.
Greasy,
I keep calling him Fat Damon.
Greasy Matt Damon. Better actor, though.
Way better actor. He's one of the best actors. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything if he's in it.
Matt Damon's a good actor, too, though.
Yeah, but not as good as Fat Damon.
Yeah.
Fat Damon.
Fat Damon is better than Matt
Damon. Fat
Damon
is fucking amazing. Yeah. Some actors, they sell the movie. I finally watched Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good.
Yeah,
you can get it for free. Amazon, just subscribe to Shudder for a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Free trial, then cancel.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a horror movie, but it's like supposed to be a little bit highbrow. And
no, it's not highbrow. It talks about the Bohemian Grove.
No, but in terms of like art direction and production style versus like what you're used to seeing, it's very like out there.
Like Johnny Carson era? It's a late show that's competing with Johnny Carson, and this guy's like down on his luck, and he's trying to make the show work. And it's kind of like they took the footage from then, and you just found this Halloween episode that hasn't been seen before. And there's a possessed girl that comes on as a guest, and crazy shit happens. But him, he joined it because the forest cult in the Bohemian Grove. So they're kind of making fun a bit of the elites that get naked in front of the owl in the Bohemian Grove. And there's you don't know, like, is there really demonic possession? Did he just imagine it? But it's very well made. It's very cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a big production or
small production? But you know the main actor.
Okay. It's a short movie too, like only an hour and a half.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's short and sweet.
Hour and a half, yeah.
Who's the actor?
I don't know his name.
You've seen him in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you've seen him somewhere.
He's a good actor. Has black hair.
Yeah. Looks.
He could play period pieces. He looks like he's from the 20s, but he could
That'd
also be
from 2010. That'd be amazing if that was the review on the poster.
Good actor, black
Good
hair.
Good actor, black hair.
Yeah.
It's
period piece actor for sure if he wants it.
It's David Dalmatian.
Yep. Yeah. Still don't know who that is.
Nah. He's that one of the 101.
Yeah.
See, I know it's 100 Brothers. They're good.
Him and his 100 Brothers, they're all fucking awesome.
Is it David Dalmatian for real?
No, like, I don't know how to say his name. Hold on.
Just
how
try
do you spell it?
Yeah, try to pronounce it.
D-A-S-T-M-A-L-C-H-I-N.
That does not sound
Jewish.
Like...
That's Dalmatian.
Jewish with a D.
David Dalmatian.
David Duchovny?
You know what? The people got mad, like hipsters got mad at the movie. They said we're boycotting it because they had done promotional posters.
Sound of Freedom.
And they used... that's funny. And they used AI. So people got mad. He's like, why don't you pay an artist to do it? Why'd you pay for it?
Oh, because it was AI?
Yeah, because someone told me. Someone I was working with.
Okay.
Goes, you shouldn't watch that movie. You shouldn't support it because they used AI. I go, what do you mean? Like, they didn't pay actors? No, just for the movie posters. I was like, it's fucking gay. I'm going to watch the movie. Yeah. What are you talking about, bro? Because they made AI posters. What do I care?
I saw
They're
a
like,
French
how can you
cast,
tell? It's like
the French
main
cast
actor
logo was yeah. made from fucking Photoshop AI.
I saw a thing today that was on my Twitter feed. It was like, vote for Miss AI America.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, "What? Why am I fucking voting for the hottest fake lady?"
Yeah. Well, because we want to know which is the hottest.
But there was I went to see them, and one of them wasn't the hottest, but she was the hottest because she was kind of sweaty and greasy. So she looked like all of them looked too
Gross.
Perfect and fake, but her, she was kind of like you're like
a little
like
real.
Fucking wash you. Yeah. What? We're taking
Well, that's
picture.
Why your vote counts. Yeah, that's why it's important to vote.
Exactly.
So we get this scum out of here, and we can focus on, you know, the perfect tens out there.
But I went to see the pictures, and all the comments are amazing because there's always, like, a guy in his 60s going, hey, I have a nice house by the lake.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful, the word beautiful.
Yeah. Like, and the chick's name is, like... Jenny AI, and he's like, "That's how do you pronounce that?
Is that Asian?"
Yeah, I love the Spanish.
Hola, yeah. Hola.
He thinks it's Jessica.
Ay, caramba.
I had an AI dream yesterday. I had a deepfake dream yesterday.
Nice.
This is the dumbest
All
dream.
All dreams are deepfake.
No,
way.
No, this was like about deepfake, and it's the stupidest thing ever. And I'm embarrassed, but I'm gonna tell you because I already told him. It was an award show. It was like the Oscars or something. Everyone's there. And then on the side, there's like Selma Hayek, another actress. And you know Jessica Chastain, the redhead?
Mm-hmm.
She's like walking towards him. And I don't know how I knew this, but like it looked like when they're together, they're going to take him and do like a deep fake where it looks like she's eating out Selma Hayek. So I stop Jessica Chastain. I go, don't
that
go.
That sounds like a good movie.
No, but this is what's weird. I stop her and I go, no, don't go over there because they're going to do that deep fake thing. It's going to look like you're eating out your friend. She's like, oh, thank you. And then she turns around and she starts making out with me, but we're at the award show. And then I throw off. I go, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I want to thank you for that. I go, yeah, but now the cameras are on us. Now I'm going to get in trouble because I'm fucking making out with you. That's not how you fucking say thank you. And I start yelling at Jessica Chastain and then I woke up. What a weird fucking dream.
Wow.
That was me last night. That's how I woke up today.
And then she grabs your dick. She's like, remember when this happened?
Do you ever get that? Like, I've never had this, but I've had friends that told me this happened. That your girlfriend will dream that you cheat on them, and they wake up and they're angry at you.
That's why you got to do it in real life.
Yeah. You might as well.
You give them a reason.
You have to, just in case they dream about it.
Yeah, some chicks do that. Some chicks get mad. Not at cheating, but someone had gotten mad at me once, a girl, for an argument. Oh, and I was like, that never happened. And she's like, no, but I was thinking about it last night. And I remember being like, I don't want to fight. Like, this doesn't. That's not even me. That's your head. You're fighting with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just fold. I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe this is how you're finding out.
You always have good instincts.
I did everything to hide it from you.
You always have jewelry in your pockets.
You had a vision. What the fuck? I didn't foresee this being the reason. Fuck.
Fucking voodoo.
It gigs up.
Why'd you bring it up? Did somebody get into a fight?
No, because I've noticed, like, I've been with my girlfriend for only like a year, and I notice, like, even in my dreams, even though I know they're dreams, I stay like I'm super afraid of cheating, so I'm always like, I'm like, no, I can't fuck you. Yeah. So I'm always whenever someone wants to fuck me in a dream, the only way I can fuck them is if they transform into my girlfriend. So. If they come over and they're kind of hot, and I'm like, I'll fucking do like a magic spell, and
then
then they turn into my girlfriend, and then I can fuck them.
I'm gonna clip this, and I'm gonna put it into one of those little frames that you could play a little video back, and you're gonna give it to your girlfriend at next year's anniversary. Hmm. I mean, that's how I feel, but I wouldn't even cheat on you.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'd only fuck you if you deep faked your face onto another woman. Yeah. That's the only way to cheat on you.
I'll fuck anyone if they're willing to do that fucking face-off thing that Travolta did.
That's the original deepfake.
Yeah.
The original deepfake.
If they're willing
Travolta
to go fucking face-off, I'll bang them. It's just a face I need changed. That's it.
I think one day we're going to get to a point where we're both wearing headsets.
We're there.
And like, no, but like we're going to get there to where like it's not weird anymore. Because right now I'm the only one wearing a headset. But, like, if we're both wearing headsets and, like, we can both fuck whoever we want. And, like, you don't have to tell them. You can just be like, yeah, it's you, honey, for sure. And then
have you ever done – you've done the AI porn?
I've never done – so the only
– not AI
VR,
porn, but VR porn.
So the only VR porn that I've jerked off to is the one where the thumbnail doesn't say it's VR. And then you click it. Now I'm watching two simultaneous – porn videos, and I'm like,
so you gotta,
fuck it, I'm
like
already
this?
Here, yeah. I gotta cross, I'm like, I'm watching it like this, I'm like, this is really hard to jerk off to.
You're like, this is pirate porn. I'm watching pirate porn.
Do I have to watch this upside down? Like, what's fucking happening here?
His wife walks in, he's like this. You know?
Then I'm just like, getting
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, and she's just like squirting at the camera, I'm like, oh my God.
The weirdest thing, though, because I was single.
You guys have
for
been tricked too. You know it. You've been tricked too.
I was really into VR porn for a while, and the weirdest fucking VR porn that'll fuck you up and then turn you off all porn for the rest of your life is being the lady. Like I was the lady. Because I was like. I'll try it. I'll be the lady. And then this fucking dude is eating my pussy. And I'm like, oh, you fucking asshole. Get away from my pussy.
Oh, he's like, wah, wah, wah.
No,
My husband walks in, he's like this. He's like, oh, he's got a headset. He's like, oh my God, this is weird. Get out of there.
But it's weird. Get it? Looking down and seeing your own vagina.
Yeah.
And just a man with no hair just fucking fingering you. You're like, I don't enjoy this. At
Johnny
all.
Sins. Yeah, nice.
Remember
choice.
You got me a gift? You got me the VR headset?
Yeah.
And he had told me, he goes, you have to try VR porn. You know why I never did? Because I couldn't disconnect my Facebook. Oh. I had connected it. I had connected it, and then I couldn't disconnect. Oh, I'm not taking any fucking chances.
Yeah,
since. You're sharing, your mom gets a Facebook message.
I click, on the wrong thumbnail. It's gay porn, and it goes off. And like, Pantelis is watching six dudes fuck one little dude. Like, I'm like, I don't know what, you know?
He's just but live streaming. He's just air humping like in the living
any
room.
Any mistake that could happen might happen. So I was like, I'm not taking any fucking chances. There's no porn on this fucking headset. I can take out the Facebook.
My friend Louis, that he's a director, that he directed a documentary about me a couple of years ago. Last summer, when we were doing the Centre Vidéotron, I was talking about VR porn, and he's backstage with my girlfriend. This is the first time he's ever met my girlfriend. And then he taps her and he goes, I watched VR porn with your boyfriend. And then she's like, and then she's like, what the fuck? Like, and then she's like, were you fucking like both? Were you jerking each other off? And then I'm like, she tells me, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's so weird.
What the fuck?
Like, just dudes helping dudes.
Is he on the intellectuals as well?
No. But he, like, I never even fucking, like, I maybe he tried my VR headset, but I didn't even tell him to watch porn. Maybe he watched porn without
telling me.
You
mean the scenario he depicted never happened?
And then I was like, for a month I didn't talk to him, and then he goes, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, why are you telling fucking people that I watch fucking porn with you? And he was like, I never said that.
I only told one person.
Yeah. I told one person. What's the big deal? Yeah, the one person you told is the one I'm dating.
Yeah, which is weird. Like when
he sends you a VR friend request on Meta every month, you're like, no, dude.
We were like only 4 months in or 5 months in. And you know, like 5 months in, it's only your best side. It's not, you're like, hey, I like to watch VR porn with my friend Louis.
No, you got
to
ease into that. You can't lead with that, that's for sure.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She was like, no, I knew it sounded so stupid that it couldn't be real.
You're like,
yeah. No, because, and plus, like, I only have one VR set. So how are we both like we have one eye?
No, he's like you go first.
Yeah.
He's like, you go first.
So I'm just watching my friend jerk off and I'm like, what do you see? What do you see?
Well, you can screen. You can screen share.
Oh yeah, I can.
You can screen share. You're like, oh, I get him, bro.
Okay, all
you got the wall, watch out.
God damn it.
That's so sick. That's the future. That is the future.
He offered, though, my friend, and he's got, I think he's going to be angry I talk about him, but I don't care. When my nephew was 17 years old, he was living in my house, and because he was going to school in Montreal, and it's on my nephew, it's my cousin's kid, but anyway, so I
still illegal?
It. Yeah. But
whatever you're thinking.
So I brought my kid, like, my nephew's 17. And there was a party at Just for Laughs in the old days when Just for Laughs was still a thing. And I was like, I'll bring him since it's a party and it's open bar. So he's 17, he can drink, but I can watch him so he's not going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool. He'll hang out. It'll be fun. So I bring a little 17-year-old to a place where it's open bar. And then he comes up to me and he goes, your friend Louis wants me to do cocaine with them.
It's a juste pour rire party.
Yeah.
Stop acting like a bitch.
And I'm like, what? And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, he told me it's the only drug that isn't addictive. And then so I go see him, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why'd you tell my nephew cocaine is the only drug that isn't addictive? And he's like, it isn't. And I'm like, wow. What the fuck?
At all.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here.
And I got a bunch of plans.
Me and your nephew are starting a business. Don't get in the way.
Yeah. We're going to open a restaurant. Here's the menu. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, my nephew came to Montreal to study business. The year after, he was living in L.A. and he's in a band.
He's just dealing, doing coke.
Yeah, so I don't know if he did coke with Louis, but he...
He's doing it with his band.
He's definitely doing it now.
He's definitely doing it now.
That guy's just doing blow and jerking off in VR all day, dude. He's got the life I want. Like, what's going on here?
I wonder if he's in L.A. right now and fucking just angry at me. Or he's like, oh, fuck, Uncle Mike is the best. Because of Uncle Mike. I didn't know that.
He knows, Uncle Mike knows how to party. Brings me to all the cool parties.
The first night, like when he moved to Montreal, I was like, he was a nice kid. And I hired him. I was like, you can be like kind of like my tour manager when I'm not on tour.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I do little shows and I don't have a crew, you'll be my crew. So I bring him to a show in Granby. And I'm fucking drunk out of my mind with a 17-year-old. And then I'm looking for my drink backstage, and there's a bunch of cables. And I just fall. Like, I stand on a cable. I fall. I have a bottle in my hand. I my face lands on a table, and it just rips open. But I don't drop my beer. Because, like, I'm like, I put my thumb on my beer, and
classic.
I fall.
Yeah. I'm not fucking 17.
Nice.
And then I get up. Yeah. I go pee because I was going to pee. So I go pee. I come back, and my face is just, I look like fucking, like Abdullah the Butcher from the old wrestling days. So I'm like covered in blood. And I'm like, people are staring at me going, what the fuck? And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with these people? I was like, fucking, yeah, you've never seen a fucking comic before?
Yeah.
And then my nephew is like, are you okay? And that fucking traumatized him. He was like, I think I'm bad at my job.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's
his
then
fault. Your nephew's like, he's like, here, take a bump. It'll straighten you out, I swear.
And then I had a scar for like 6 years. And it's gone away. So
it was a bad one.
Yeah, it was a really bad because I was that happened, and then like 3 days later, I was in Europe doing some fucking weird little festival, and it was a gala. So I was on TV. So they put makeup on, like I had an open fucking wound like this big, and they were putting makeup, and they were like the lady was like it was kind of bubbly. And she was like, it's bubbly. It's not supposed to be bubbly.
This is a scar on my face.
And I was like, yeah, no, but just, you know, like cover, kind of hide it. Like I didn't want to look handsome. I just didn't want to look like I had a fucking
like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, terror, like a rip in my
like
face.
Like Dr. Evil.
Sick.
Yeah, so I guess that's why I scared my nephew away. Yeah.
Oh, California. He never contacts you?
No, he whenever I text him, he writes back, I lose this number. So no, he's a good dude. He texted me a couple of months back, and but he's good. He's doing good.
He's doing good. Okay.
Yeah,
that's because I think people were wondering, like,
yeah, for sure.
No, he's a good dude.
Not what's overdosing.
His name is Jean-François.
JF, we're going to call
JF,
him.
Yeah.
Nice. Legend.
Legend. Mm. Poseidon, you look angry.
What?
Yeah, you looked sad.
Oh, I was just yawning.
You calling that story boring, bro?
No.
Sorry,
I don't know,
man.
What are you trying to fucking say?
Jeez.
And see, I made up another name because I didn't want to name his real name.
So what's
and
his
then,
real name?
Then I was thinking, I was like, he's going to hear this and go, he forgot my name. So I named his dad's name.
Good.
I won't tell you the name, but his initials are JP.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like three options there.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be one, Juan Pueblo. It's Juan Pueblo. Juan Pueblo Ward. So if you guys know Juan Pueblo. You know,
it's the very same.
He likes to do the cocaine.
Yeah, he's Colombian now.
And with that, if you're bilingual, Mike Ward is on tour right now. Not just all around Quebec, but here in Montreal. Still has a couple of stints at Club Soda. You're going to be at Salle Albert Rousseau. How many? Six times this month? How long are you going to be there?
I did it six times this month, and then we're doing, a bunch of shows.
So everywhere in Quebec, MikeWard.ca. Get tickets for Mike's show. Chris Ramsey. First shop, first dot shop, right?
Yeah.
That's it. First dot shop. You get merch. You also see what kind of videos he's up to. He's exploring the paranormal on YouTube, and he's also solving puzzles, right? Yeah, that's it. Poseidon is headed to Italy in a few weeks. He'll be away for 3 weeks, so episodes are gonna be kind of hard to come by. We're gonna try to bank a few in between. So if you see that they're a little weird, it's because we had to squeeze them all in like a day. Poseidon, anything you need to plug?
Don't forget to eat ass.
All right, penthousecomedy.com for all of my stuff. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves. Yeah.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.